you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, for you radiophiles out there, I mean that in the nicest possible way right now.
Okay.
Later today, we're going to have our friend King George Michael on the show.
King George, baby.
Today here in D.C., it's George's last day at NBC4. Mm-hmm. He's been there 110 years.
Yes.
And when we have him on later, we'll use a bunch of tapes of George when he was a disc jockey before he got into television.
Right.
We have a great tape that we found from archives 19 years ago when George came in on an April Fool's Day and played records on our old Morning Zoo show.
I remember that.
This tape's about 2 minutes long.
Okay.
We're going to let it roll, and we're not going to comment on it. Just play it.
Okay.
As jive as this sounds, it really is a tribute to one of the greatest DJs. I know he's a sports guy now, but Jesus Christ.
Didn't he play a lot of music when he came in and go nuts with
yeah.
the records?
He screamed his head off.
It was just him, right? He came in and we weren't there.
Just George. He had Frank, God rest his soul. Frank was running the board.
Right.
And George just went nuts. And we found that part of that tape. So let's roll some of that now. And the reason I said radiophile is I think it's a great air check tape that you might really want to roll tape on to have a copy of.
Okay.
So here he is, King George. Oh, but first, here's one of our jingles from back then. That seemed like 19 years ago?
No. Seems like it was only yesterday.
Actually, maybe closer to 20 years.
Yep.
It's 2007.
Wow.
Yeah, that'd be 20 years ago.
Wow.
Here we go. Here's King George. Roll.
Listen, folks, I thought we ought to explain what's going down here. It's April Fool's Day. The fact is that Don and Mike are on thin ice. Alan Goodman called and said, listen, they've alienated everybody. They have made enemies of everybody. They are idiots. They are immature. We need a grown, mature adult, someone that can bring the proper approach to Power 105, and that's why I'm here. And with that, I say good morning on wonderful WAVA.
Was that 2 minutes?
That's 2 minutes of...
God, it was like 10 seconds
sure
to me.
Yeah. And talking on record.
It was like 10 seconds. Oh, that's great.
Great. So I know
what a neat little thing to do for him.
We'll have
great.
A bunch of clips of George during the show today, especially when he's on. But what a great radio guy. But
anyway.
Much before he was a great TV guy.
Oh, he was a legendary disc jockey, really one of the DJs that a lot of people grew up with.
George Michael.
At WFI in Philadelphia, WABC in New York City.
Right, music right off. WABC, King George.
I told you that was going to happen. That's a Georgism. You know, I'll hear that. I could hear that. Anybody say that, I will always associate that with George Michael. I told you that was going to happen. Oh, my God. Right. He was something else.
Well, we'll slurp him good. We'll slurp him long.
Good.
When you get him on the show a little later today.
Well, he's played a part in our careers, too, so we do appreciate it.
See the big ad he took out in the newspaper today?
Thanking everybody.
See that thing? Look at that.
That's very nice.
Not a chance Mike and I do this
no.
when we depart.
No.
Not a chance we take a big ad out in the newspaper saying thank you. And incidentally, I'm pretty sure George won't say this. He did this because Channel 4 didn't.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I'm sure.
He bought the ad himself.
Right.
Because Channel 4 didn't buy an ad to say, adios, George.
No. And, honorable guy, too, as far as... doing what he did for the reasons that he did it. And he'll still be, hosting some of the Redskin shows, right? He'll be doing a little bit of that and coming in on the weekends.
Good guy. A radio guy, a guy that back when I was in the music radio game, I would, hear tapes of. When I was a kid, I heard him on, Fabulous 56 WFIL. And when I was working in Los Angeles in 1980, George will remember this when we get him on the phone later. I've never met him in my life. Never met him. Just heard of him. He was a radio guy at that time who was making the transition into TV.
Mm-hmm.
He was working at WABC, and he was just starting to do some sports TV. And we had a program director at Kiss FM named Jerry DeFrancisco who just didn't know what to do with me. And it was like the guy, his whole life was just calling me up during every record and saying, please stop talking. Please just... let the record fade out. Anyway, so one day he brought this corporate guy, a guy named Jay Cook. Jay Cook was driving around and listening to me on the radio and came in 8:30 at night with the program director. And they came in, they shut the door, and he said, I want to tell you, so this is Jay Cook now. He's a national program director for Gannett Broadcasting at the time. He said, it's nice to meet you. You just broke a rule that has only been broken in my lifetime at radio one time. By George Michael.
Oh,
I said, what was that? He said, did you or did you not just talk up Stairway to Heaven? Stairway to Heaven's a record that's got an intro on, like a minute and a half. And the unspoken rule in radio was, you didn't do that. You talked for 5 seconds, even on a top 40 station. Eventually, you just said Led Zeppelin. Well, I wasn't even thinking about it. I just, was like, blah, 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 blah.
How long is the intro to Stairway to Heaven?
67 seconds.
Yeah, Jesus.
Right. So it's a minute seven. It's a minute seven to flap your lips. And I remember bringing that up to George many years later.
And he loved it, I'm sure.
Yeah, He said that Jay Cook had yelled at him about the exact same thing.
Right.
So that was a very nice little George Michael moment. I took that as a compliment when Jay Cook wanted to yell at me and say the only person to ever get away with that was George Michael. And at the time he said something.
Talking up Stairway to Heaven, baby.
He said something at the time that was like a... And frankly, that's really why George is having to get out of radio and get into TV now, because
the way radio is going now, the consumer wants less talk. And more music.
Oh, wow. So that's the way he presented it.
Yeah, he was giving me that rap. And
but he, even though in everybody else in the radio business's eyes, he was moving up by going into TV.
Right. Yeah. But they were mainly trying to just yell at me for talking up Stairway to Heaven.
Right. And so George is retiring and Joe Krebs is still there.
Yeah.
Isn't life strange?
And interesting.
Yeah.
And I got a feeling that old King George, I don't know, he got screwed by NBC. By Channel 4. I don't know how you handle this if you're NBC, that you let George walk, that you just let him take a walk. And I, for the longest time, had thought that this was some type of smokescreen that George was putting up to save face. But the more I hear about it, the more I read about it.
No, and especially with the corporate environment as far as radio and TV now.
Oh, yeah.
With the budget cuts, I believe that it had. Don't you think it happened the way it did?
Yeah, I'm absolutely positive.
And for those of you that might not know what we're talking about, the reason George left is because George didn't want to cut his staff in half by 10 people.
Wow.
They had 20 people on his staff. I think they were going to lay off 10 of them.
Including his wife,
who's the chief sports writer over there. And he said, instead of that, I'm going to go. I'm not going to stay. Yeah. I'm not going to stay with the skeleton crew. I need the people to make this thing good.
And the story that I heard even beyond that is that they said to him, hey, we'll pay you more money
yeah.
than we paid you before.
Right.
It's just you got to fire a bunch of people, including your wife.
Howdy. Sure.
They didn't know. No, if it's me, maybe I take that off. Maybe I take it just for the shit. I mean,
I don't know. Listen, he's been married to her,
to Lachman, for something like 30 years.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, first off, kudos on that. Who the hell does that in this day and
right.
age besides Buzz?
Mm-hmm.
And I think I could have done it.
Yes.
But Christ, can you imagine being at work every day with your wife? Can you imagine that? They
no.
work like
so. Well, how about his wife? Can you imagine her being at work every day with George?
Mutual.
Yeah, that trumps
Mike,
it, doesn't it?
It totally trumps it.
Yeah, that's a trump card.
You know, they say the nice words about a guy that's a perfectionist and a taskmaster, and George was, and I have legendary stories about George, you know, working in the newsroom.
George stuff. Michael!
When you read it in the bios, when they're doing little puff pieces on him in the newspaper, they talk about volatile. That's the word that they use. But the other thing they said, which is true, you know, if you haven't been yelled at by George, you know, you're out of the loop.
Right.
You're completely out of the loop.
He would also score a perfect 23 on that Are You an A-Hole at Work quiz.
But an A-Hole who was... the thing about George Michael was the fact that he would, even as a local TV guy, walk into a room and you were like, hey, there's a superstar. There's a guy. There's a real showbiz kind of guy. And I love that. And Alan Goodman, our old GM, loved that too. And a lot of buddies of mine, right out of American University, went to work for him. And, you know, he's a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
That's a good tribute to George from two different perspectives. You admire him for one reason. I admire, besides the fact that we have an association with George on our show, you know, I admired him as a DJ
right.
for how many, knows how many years.
Yeah.
You know guys who worked with him and you admire
Stoney,
him.
Joel.
Yeah,
you know,
all those guys.
Absolutely.
And so I look at this thing in the newspaper today. And here in D.C., this is a big story
huge.
For everybody else around the country.
This legendary guy.
Big story. And most people know who George is anyway. Most guys know
right.
the sports machine. You remember before ESPN, there was a sports machine. The ad in the Washington Post today, kind of a dig at Channel 4. It's the way I would do it, too.
Good.
If Channel 4, if I had worked somewhere 27 years, and then they said, hey, guess what? Fire your wife. You know, and he said, all right, well, you know, screw you.
Right.
And then they didn't, like, put an ad in the newspaper saying goodbye.
A tribute, farewell.
So it's a thank you from the George Michael Sports Machine. And I'm looking everywhere here for the NBC Peacock logo.
We'll have to ask George that.
He's too diplomatic, and he's got to be on TV tonight.
That's right. Yeah.
But just listen how it reads. 27 years ago, I was hired by NBC to come to D.C. with a mandate to build the best sports department in an effort to bring high rating success to NBC4. Blah, blah, blah. Through our 27 years, we produce unprecedented ratings as well as enormous financial success for NBC. Blah, blah, blah. And then he goes on to thank the coaches and
right.
the players who've given him all kinds of info. He says thank you.
Right.
And most of all, he wants to thank the people that have watched. We've been successful because you, the viewer, showed faith in us. As I prepare to do my final local sports cast, every member of my staff, and especially you, the viewers, most gratefully, George Michael. Beautiful. What's missing from this? Thanks to the TV station
right.
that had me on.
Yeah.
Thanks to the TV station that had
That's
me on.
That's mysteriously not in there. Oh, wow.
I know how it works.
Yeah.
Come on. Way to go, George.
Yep.
I mean that, way to go. That's
well,
nice.
He hasn't been shy about telling people the reasons he's going. So
no.
I think everybody that reads anything in this town knows exactly what
And I think
doing.
If you look at the picture is very carefully cropped to be George with no NBC Peacock at all. There's like 8,000 monitors behind him.
Uh-huh. Right.
But I defy you to find that very distinctive NBC Peacock.
You know, you're very savvy that way. I didn't notice that when I, you know, I didn't even think about it.
I'm sure he'll say it's a bunch of crap.
Right.
He can't use
the logo. Geronimo, you're just trying to cause trouble.
You know, wouldn't you, you know, if you were leaving on good terms or if, you know, even if you didn't have to run your own ad in the newspaper.
Right.
And that's the thing that I think probably pissed him off the most. It's like,
yeah.
They're not even going to run an ad. All right, I'll buy a quarter page myself. What does it cost? You know, if they had an ad and George had an ad next to it, you know in the copy of George's ad it would say,
right.
I also want to thank the many executives at NBC4 and the people that have helped me out over the years.
No. It'll kind of be like us saying thank you.
Yes, because he does thank the people.
They might put an ad in the paper, though.
No, they won't. But you know what it'll be? Yeah, it'll be a full page. Hallelujah. They're gone.
Ding dong. The Dicks are dead.
Let me see. He does make a point of thanking the coaches and the players that gave him access.
They gave him a nice little tribute last night at the Wizards game with, I think, Joe Gibbs was there and Cal Ripken was there.
Cal. He thanks all the people that watch.
Sure.
That's important.
Of course.
Thanks his staff, the people behind the scenes.
Nice.
And then, well, that's it.
That's it.
That's...
And the Sports Machine is the end of the month, right? The last Sports Machine?
Is that right?
I didn't know that. So there's not going to be, I guess there will not be a Sports Machine now. Or will there be? Will it continue? I believe that's George.
Yeah.
That's George's baby.
You're right. And Rob, what would you pay for one of those gigantic buttons that George used to push on that big fake tape machine on the Sports Machine?
I've only been able to buy two of them.
The rest are priceless, Rob.
The rest are priceless.
Ah, George Michael Geronimo.
Totally.
Pew. I think about it, I'll look, without looking, it's not 67, is it 57? Let me check it out right now a little bit. I'll peek, 53, but I'll do this without looking at the clock. I've not even started the show yet today now, Mike. Quarter after 3 on the East Coast. Chance of some rain coming down tonight. Flood watch in the area. Gotta get the let out right now. I remember back in 1980. I told the story moments ago. In a much longer form because I don't have to worry about these pesky vocals coming up. Way back in 1980, I played this record one night on Kiss FM in Los Angeles. Into the studio comes Jake. I'm Dick from Philadelphia with Jerry DeFrancisco. And he says, hey, man, the only guy who gets away with that is George Michael. That's why he's getting out of radio. When they got in their car, I got on the radio. I said, F you. Here's Led Zeppelin on Kiss FM.
There's
short version.
And it's on the way was a tribute to George.
Short version, Mike.
She's buying the stairway.
Nice edit.
To
heaven.
We could never do that back in the day when we had to cheat about records.
No.
But we
didn't you try to do it a little bit?
Oh, no, we did it. I mean,
you did something with the records.
We got away with it. We would have. Because we had program directors that screamed at us about playing a certain amount of records every hour, finally figured out that if a record was like 3.5 minutes long,
right,
we'd go to the production guy, Ken Martin, and say, can you chop 90 seconds out of it? Can you make this a 2-minute record?
Right.
Because in my mind, I'm thinking, 8 records an hour.
That would have been during the Mark St. John era.
Right.
Because Mark St. John figured it out eventually.
The atomic clock, though.
Because they were... You know, they were such nerdnicks that they actually paid attention to it. It was so well done at the beginning.
They had no idea.
You know, because it's early. They're not really sharp. They're not really, they're having their coffee. And then as soon as... The only time they're going to find out is somebody tips them to it.
Right.
And you were so proud of it. I know you couldn't keep your cake hole shut about it. You were actually... Because I know you made some reference to it. I think we both did. I think we both got on there. We would like make... okay, that's the fastest... boy, that was a quick one. I've never... because we were so proud of what we were doing.
And also because they weren't hip to what we were doing.
Right.
We were taking songs, and I remember what it was. One day we had a meeting, and they called us, and they said, can we just say you guys have really bought into everything we're doing with this whole music all day, funnel morning thing, that you played all the songs today.
Oh, it was so funny. And we're just smirking across
the room. They're looking at each other like, yes, we did. Mm-hmm. Yes, we did, asses.
Yeah, we'll do it again tomorrow, asses. We'll have more songs.
Oh, we better start today's show.
What? Have we started it yet?
We have not. And you went shopping with Super Dave today.
Yeah, I'm a little tired.
All right, let's start.
I'm really a little tired, I swear to God.
I expect so, yeah.
Let's start with the new call from our friend, the Belcher.
Here is John from New York City.
Hello, Jerry.
Hi.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, John.
I can give you another 10 reasons why not to vote for John McCain, but I'll stick to the reason that I called.
All right.
Number one, he flaps in the breeze, opinion-wise, more than Bill Clinton ever did, depending on what audience he's speaking to.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, he did not endorse Republican Rob Spiewak for Senate during the last midterm election in Maryland.
Okay.
Number three, a leakage and discharge.
Thanks for your call.
That's fresh.
That's a brand new fresh one, right? Because McClain just declared last night on the Letterman show.
Right. McCain, yes, he was on there saying, unofficially, the pre-announcement announced, right.
Hello! Now, I saw that clip. The Letterman people can't be thrilled that the clip is of John McCain saying that he's running, and Letterman says, I'm thrilled. And then John McCain says, well, this isn't the real thing. And then Paul Schaefer says, what, are you going to do that on Leno?
That was so funny, huh? So funny. That do you think Letterman gets pissed about stuff like that?
No, well, he does it himself, doesn't he?
Yeah, he makes Leno jokes. He makes Leno jokes. Yeah. But we on Leno.
I don't know. Maybe George Michael would be mad about it. I really don't.
He doesn't care anymore.
Oh, hold on a second. No! Kelly Clarkson.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Thank you. So I get our American Idol shop top stuff in, and let's
and now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Thank you, Big Ed. Thank you. Kind of a disjointed beginning to this Don and Mike show. Sure happy it's Thursday, all that stuff. It's SHI Thursday.
Yay!
Phone number is 877-365-3636. Well, goodness sakes, we talked a lot about George there. Why have him on now?
Because it'll be more energetic when he gets on, because you know he'll be the same old George.
True. He'll be wound up like a top today.
He'll be totally wound up. Got a game of tribute last night at the center, and with the Wizards game, and he's been getting his butt kissed. He's been all over TV and radio today.
Wouldn't it be great if he just ended the newscast and I dropped his pants?
Hey. I'd like to show you this, Renee.
No, that would be Doreen.
Doreen. Renee. Why did I say Renee?
Because you're fixated
on Renee Poussin.
On Renee Poussin.
Where is Renee Poussin? Is she still with us?
Renee Poussin, I believe, the last time I checked was he did the Y with Effie Barry. Wasn't that generally the story that they enjoyed eating at the YWCA together?
That was Channel 7.
Back with Renee Poussin. Back when the former wife of Marion Barry was.
Yeah.
Sleeping in the deep end? Swimming in the deep end.
Oh, you know, they all run together, those anchors. All right, Wendy, I'm George Michael. Wendy Rieger got something to show to you, and it's red. It's red and angry.
Oh, I wish that would happen tonight.
Who do we have now? Who are we going to have on the sports now that George is gone?
I think George is getting out at the right time, because isn't it almost to the point where, unless there's a guy like George doing the sports...
Well, there's nobody now.
You really don't care. And I mean,
all due respect to those guys. I mean, Glenn Brenner's gone, George Michael's gone. There's nobody doing sports.
This is pretty much a universal, no matter where you're listening to us, that your local sports cast has been compressed like the 3 minutes of the news, because let's face it, if you want NFL, you go to the NFL channel. If you want sports, you go to ESPN. Right. You can get the NASCAR channel. And speaking of sports, here is theater major Rob Spiewak.
Theater arts major.
I lettered in theater, all right? I think the sports is going to fall to Lindsay Zarnack.
Is she the one with the teeth?
Yeah.
The cute blonde girl?
Yeah, but still.
I like her a lot, though.
But a girl?
But see, if Don says it's going to be compressed, and it is, you might as well have a POA doing it.
Sure.
You hardly get anything anymore. George is getting out at the right time. Right. He's a good guy, George Michael.
George Michael.
Good guy. We're talking about him like he's dead.
George, he's alive. He's going to go out to his ranch. He's going to go to more rodeo. He's also going to surface somewhere. I don't think he's done working.
You know, if they weren't such cheap bastards here...
Uh-huh.
I tell him, put a line into his house and let him just do the sports a couple of days a week on our show.
Yeah.
Of course, that's a little too forward thinking for this company. You know, and I'm sure that they would say, well,
imagine George a couple of times a week on this show. Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, I'd like it.
Wouldn't that be great?
It'd be very expensive, though.
Yes, he ain't going to do it.
We could maybe hire his wife.
Lady Lachman.
Lady Lachman.
Yeah. No, you're not going on that show. They'll chew you up.
You know, sometimes when you do George, you make him sound like Paul Sr.
You mean Paul Sr. the Tubbles?
Yes.
You're not going on that show. I'm going to kick the door in. I'm going to break the door off the hinges. Work on that bike.
I was watching one the other day. You know, the thing about that show is it's on all the time now that it's on two channels.
Yeah, and they run together. It's not like timing means anything on that show.
No, because you can say it's pretty much timeless.
It's generic. Everything.
And so my TiVo picks up American Chopper. And last night I sat down, just killed a little time, put on an episode, thought, oh, I haven't seen this one. And it was a great one where, I mean, and really not for the show, not for the camera, Paul Jr. got pissed and just punched a hole in the door. I know it's happened a lot.
But their fights, and the reason that show is so successful, their fights actually jump out of the TV and they scare you. They make you nervous.
I mean, at first I thought, I've seen this happen before. I wonder if that is...
Were they arguing about money? About who's made more money for the company? That's when it gets good.
No, this was just a general, the bike is going good. And
yeah, I paid for that new house of yours. He says that to his old man.
Senior comes out and says something like, we should do this, like this or this. And then Junior says no. And then Senior slams the door. And then
Senior doesn't like actually work on the bikes, does he?
No, not really.
Senior just hangs out in the office.
And it's like, boom, the hand goes through the door. And I think, I've seen this before, but I'm loving it. And this is an episode from 2 years ago I haven't seen. And I'm thinking, is this fake? And then in the next scene, when they show them making the bike, they show Paulie, and it's like his hand and his arm are all cut up because he really put his hand through the door, and Senior comes by and goes, we need another door. So then the next scene is just them popping out the hinges and putting a door in.
You know, the thing is, they are certainly not discouraged to have that, so they destroy personal property, which is just a lot of fun.
There's another great episode. Did you see the one where... I don't even know what bike they were building, but they said...
The bikes are incidental.
Don't really matter. Right. They said at one point that Mikey needed to have some walls torn down in his house, so he brought Paul Sr. to his house, and it was the house that they grew up in, and I guess that the ex lived in, that their mom lived in. So they gave Paul Sr. a bunch of axes, and he ran at the wall screaming... You effing bitch! And it was like, boom, boom, axes through the wall. And then he and Mikey are sitting on their knees, and they each have an axe in their hand, and there's a door about 10 yards in front of them, and they're on their knees, and the thing goes behind their head, and they're whoosh, throwing
them into the wall.
Throwing big axes.
They're really big on throwing. They're good also at throwing things into wood. Into the wall. They're really good at that. They really are.
But yeah, your George Michael kind of sounded like Paul Sr.
I'm George Michael. Come on now. Fix that bike. Get it done there. George don't have the D's, them, and those, though.
No. Just one more, because I'm kind of nutty about that show. Did you ever see the one where they were putting a tour together?
Right.
They're going to go on the road and see their fans and meet and make a bike on stage in 2 hours.
Ah, right.
And they were giving them a script that they were going to have to learn. And
I bet that went well.
Of course, they didn't go on the script, but the funniest was watching Paul Sr. attempt to read the script. You know how you do the bad reading thing?
Yeah.
He wasn't doing it as a joke.
No.
He wasn't doing it like that.
No, they're from an iron company, and they were good on the show, but they're spontaneous guys. They really, really are.
I'm George Michael.
I'm George Michael. Get that bike done.
I'm Paul Sr.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, no, leave that in. What are you doing?
Paulie.
What are you doing? Was it finer than what I wanted to play in there?
How bad did you want it?
Well, I was going to set up the Mike Super Dave thing. What tape do you have in there?
I had tape for George Michael.
Sorry. You lose. There's that whole cleanliness thing about you happening.
He's tidy.
Yeah,
he's a tidy lad.
Nothing if not neat.
All right. So I had the perfect music, I thought, lined up for all of these Mike and Super Dave segments.
It's all a blur to me. It's like Ellen hosting the Oscars.
We got your shopping experience on tape. Is that it?
The whole shopping experience. I took Super Dave out to a couple of stores today. One store where they really just didn't have his size.
We have 17 different cuts of Mike shopping.
Good.
With Super Dave.
I think I tended to say we'll come back too often, because I just was trying to end the segment.
Only when you got a little worked up.
Only when I got worked up in the store.
Because today is Super Dave's birthday.
Yeah.
It's Super Dave, birthday. What, Mike?
We've had Super Dave on the show many, many times, and today in particular was a day when he got into you'll hear it, but he just, I've been experiencing a certain olfactory sensation since this.
You might want to go out to the hall.
Yeah, it's just, really?
Yeah, I noticed it.
Still, even with the new clothes?
About 3 o'clock. Well, he's not changed
yet. He hasn't changed yet.
Smells like Super Dave everywhere?
Yeah.
Just that discussion. Rob was ahead of the curve by having the debate about whose car we would take to go out shopping, and I lost that bet.
Well, you volunteered.
I know I volunteered, and I just I really do hope that I can get the car taken care of.
The smell in the car?
It's just a little he's a little more gamey than normal today.
Once again, because it's really the only thing that I bring to the show. That reminds me of the episode of Seinfeld where Jerry couldn't get the bad smell out of his car.
Right.
Everybody remember that?
No.
As they talk about these people as if they were real people that I really know. You know
what I'm thinking.
You know,
about
the Tuttles and Jerry and Elaine.
When you say that, I'm thinking, will I be able to get it out of the car? I'll know when I get in the car tonight.
It'll be fine. Hey, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Great new guys.
Howdy.
Did you all see the episode where Paul Sr., when they were, I believe it was changing shops, and he kept taking his pickup truck and ran into the walls, tore his truck up?
What type of man watches American Chopping?
Yeah.
I do.
You're looking Don at does. Him. I'm looking at him, and that guy on the phone does, too.
You see that one there?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
What's going on?
Nothing. What's happening?
Just calling to see if you've played any Madden on Wii yet. It's awesome.
No, only because I'm afraid I'm going to drink water and then die. I am not using the Wii system.
Is Wii even available in stores now?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. It's back. Has the price come down at all?
No, but it's cheaper than PS3
or
Xbox.
I've heard great things about Wii.
Like $250.
I just put a dent in Sony. No. I haven't had a good Wii in a year. You can't argue with it.
Sure you have, Mike. Here we go. Let's start this now. It's Super Dave's birthday. Mike said the last time we had Dave in that he was going to go out and buy him a new set of clothes.
Yeah. Started out, we were going to go to a real men's store, and then I said, no, let's go somewhere where we can get him some sport clothes. Let's take him over to Target where we can get him all sorts of stuff. That didn't, as you'll hear, that didn't work out.
Oh, yeah. See, this is the music that I had loaded in that we could, like, use to join and rejoin with.
Perfect.
But, mister, I've got to keep everything in its place and every place in its thing. Took it out.
But we're going to move past that.
That's
he
right.
joined us today, too. Oh, Fathead joined us today.
Mr. Helper?
Mr. Helper. He was very helpful.
All right, here is Mike with Super Dave, part one.
That's what we call feedback. We're here in the studio, getting ready to go across the street. I've selected a wonderful, wonderful men's clothing store. It's called Target. It's from France. And it's got a lovely logo, a Target logo on it. And we're very excited as Rob and Super Dave and me, we all get ready to go across the street. I couldn't be more excited, even though I was a... Yeah. Yeah. Even though I was, an hour and 15 minutes to get here today with another accident in the same spot as it was yesterday. Lots of fun. Hi, Dave.
Hi.
Are you excited?
Yes, I am.
You're looking to get a new suit of clothes?
Yes, I am.
It looked like you shaved extra close today. Did you shave extra close?
Yes, I did try to clean up, and I even cleaned up my head today.
His head is completely shaved, Rob.
Wow, look at that. Isn't that something?
Okay, here's the plan, guys. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to get in my car. We're going to drive across the street.
Right.
We're going to go into Target.
Yes.
We're going to pick out lots of clothes for you.
Right.
And anything else you want. Not really, but anything else you want.
Thank you very much.
Don't say thank you until you see what we put you in, okay?
I would like a nice Latina girl, though.
A nice Latina girl. On that note, to the car, boys.
Right, to the Batmobile. Let's go.
Okay.
Well, that's just part
now
of the one.
That's like TV. We're walking down the hall really fast. Super fast motion.
So because you had been trapped in traffic.
What was?
Because you'd been trapped in traffic, you were already a little...
Yeah, I was a little edgy. Okay. We had the same thing. You guys didn't hit it. I hit it because I came in earlier today, and then it broke up, fortunately.
All right, very good.
Here's the next segment.
Let's go around. It's muddy over on the other
side. Right.
Is this them getting in your car?
This is moving down to the car.
Warm enough that I can leave a Tulane jacket upstairs while we go across. We're just being in and out of the car.
Less talking, more walking.
I've got to restart that one.
He was chatty today. He was very chatty.
I've got to restart that segment, please. Give me a moment here. That
I love the music.
From the beginning.
Old Murray.
Let's go around here.
It's muddy over on the other
side. I figure it's warm enough that I can leave the Tulane jacket upstairs while we go across. Because we're just being in and out of the car.
Less talking, more walking.
Follow Mike. Mike knows the way. Mike, do you know how to get there?
Yes, Rob, I do.
It's literally right across the street from our studio, so it should only take us about 50 minutes.
You take a right turn on Boo.
Sure.
What?
What's on him?
That was a great segment, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was the segment we were walking to the car.
We'll pick this up after the break.
You sure you don't want to play the part where he's in the car before the break?
Well,
play one more.
Because I hate to go out on that sour note. That was a horrible segment.
Yes. I hate to be, no. I hate to be watching the clock here.
Oh.
Well, what the hell? Yeah, we won't watch the clock.
Okay. No, the clock's up. Come on, boy. What's
right, here's another segment with Mike and Super Dan.
Leftover Cracker Jacks. Are we on?
Yes, we're on.
My kids' leftover Cracker Jacks are in there from the hockey game.
Is that an offer?
If you'd like, help yourself. You know.
Oh, let me turn that down.
There's roughage in that. I probably should abstain.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I can smell you in here now, Dave. I'm very excited about that. Now, did you shower this morning or take your bath?
Yeah, washed up and used a little bit. The
new products that
right.
we got you the last time?
Right. The,
What? This body what? Spray?
Right.
Yes, the body spray. Okay.
Mike, I'm surprised this is the first you're noticing this.
Well, it's the first. You know, Rob, I should point out the car is a closed space. An enclosed. Let me roll this window down. Let's do that.
Yeah,
okay.
Good idea.
Let's roll your window down a little bit, Dave. Let's cool it off in here. You just hit that button right over there. Jesus. Oh, my.
All the way, Dave.
I'll tell you something, Rob. After that commute, I'm wiped.
Yeah.
Man, I tell you, I'm truly wiped out.
You know who's a great singer that we lost recently?
Who's that?
James Brown.
Right, and he's still isn't buried yet.
No, not buried yet. They're going to put him into that brown ground pretty soon.
Oh, no, we ought to start taking friendly wagers to see who's going to be eating dirt first.
You know, Dave, there was a...
Anna Nicole or James Brown.
Right, whatever. Hey, Dave, you know, there was a super song around the time of James Brown. It was called Wipeout.
Yeah.
Hey, he's playing Wipeout. Let's not do a little extraneous activity. On the seats. On the seats. Let's try to just keep still. If
you know what might be good is to limit all exertion.
I think that'd be a really, really good idea. Now you're gonna. Are you now? Now we have to get some vital statistics from you as far as before we go in and select these clothes, because otherwise we'll be really wiped at the end of this shopping spree.
May I make a suggestion?
What's that, Rob?
Let's bear down and figure out what we need to do.
Right. Now there's a cap on what I'm...
So, just so the joke is not wasted on me, he smells like poo.
You might say that.
Oh, yeah.
We've identified it. It took no effort to identify.
Super Dave really smells like poo.
As soon as I got in the car, as soon as it was in that enclosed space, it hit me like a tidal wave. There's a cap. We're going to get you. I'd like to get you a few pairs of pants, maybe some underwear. And maybe, you know, this is just, listen, I'm just making a suggestion here. This is, you can do this if you choose. But I would say, really, to start fresh and really start from scratch, are you wearing underwear today?
Yeah.
The underwear you're wearing today, I might just throw it away.
That sounds cool.
All right, just a suggestion, you know?
A good idea, Mike.
I think, Rob, that's the first thing we're going to do, maybe, is go to the underwear section, all right?
A good idea to start from scratch.
Dave? No, because I think there might be some brownage in there.
Oh, how nice. How nice of him to admit. Well, you didn't have to tell me that, Dave. I knew it already.
Dave? Yeah.
What type of underwear do you wear, boxers or briefs?
Usually briefs.
Yeah.
So whatever is cheaper and quickest to put on will be fine.
How many pairs would you say are in your possession right now at home?
I've got a few, just haven't had the money to get to the laundromat to get them clean.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to get you all new stuff, you know. Oops. Rob, have I run the red light or something?
No, it's green.
Is it the Rockville drivers?
I think yes, so. It is.
Boy, this tedious driving, you must be pooped.
I tell you, this is it. We are now in the parking lot. We're going to the Target parking lot. I'm very excited. All right. We'll check back in when we're walking into the store. Okay? Brown out.
I'm long to be. Long to be.
He haven't even gotten to Target yet.
Tell me you love me.
Let's hear one more.
Now you're hooked.
Yeah.
What, Mike? What has happened?
I've I've gotten us lost.
Yeah, but there's plenty of parking.
There's plenty of parking, but I seem to, in the 30 feet that it took to get over here, I've gotten us hopelessly lost. I'm in the wrong parking garage, Rob. We're going to make haste and get the hell out of here. Turn the goddamn tape recorder off.
Wait, buddy.
I actually did go into the wrong parking garage. I was so excited. My head was cloudy.
I'm sorry, hold on. The next one is rolling on.
Now what's happening?
You seem to have experienced a momentary delay. I'm really sorry I snapped at you. It seems I pulled the car into the wrong parking lot, and it might have been the fact that I was effing overcome. Overcome with fumes. Otherwise known as fumes. We're now back outside the garage. We're going to be checking in with you, as I said before, when we go into the local Target. Thank you.
Dave, how was your trip in? Did anyone sit next to you on the train?
No, they didn't.
Huh.
Shocker.
Well, now we do have to hit a break, Mike.
Very good.
Well, it's going to get better, because I know that you ended up going somewhere besides Target. I don't want to give everything away, but I will say that...
I think it ended successfully. And, Rob, I would get him into his outfit for the end of this.
Yeah.
You know,
before and after.
I don't... You could... I mean, do you need the before and after? I mean, it's up to you, Don.
I mean, go to our website. Everybody's seen his picture.
Don knows what he looks like before.
Right. Yeah, get him...
Because it's going to take him... You know how long it took him to get in out of his pants.
You get him cleaned up for God's...
Nobody knows better. It took him an eternity at the store.
I thought he did very well.
He did very well. He did. He was very, very happy. He was, you know, and at the end he was saying, thanks for putting up with me. And I thought that, he was fine, Geronimo. Build that motorcycle.
All
right, Paul Sr. George, Mike, everybody else.
I'm Paul Tuttle.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Dr. Weisman, no one has a deeper respect for psychiatry than I do. And I know that when we get to Larry, we're both on the same side. But I think there's certain guidelines we should observe here.
Oh, so. Before you go any further, let me tell you that I can't discuss Larry's case.
Oh, what horse you Buddha doctors are all the same. Soon you'll have Larry recovering a false memory of an uncle who tried to touch his pet.
The Don and Mike Show.
If you listen to them, you owe them. Don and Mike.
Right. You owe us big time, man. Big time.
Actually, I was just thinking about this conversation. I'm talking about in life. You know, there's a lot of people, you know, who are in the limelight at the moment, who are known for doing other things, but they're famous, but they're not very talented. And I like the fact we have someone talented like you on this competition right now.
That's as close as you're going to get to Simon Cowell talking about the chick with the nudie pictures on the internet.
Antonella Barba.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, we've got all the American Idol tapes. Get to those in a moment. Back with Mike and Super Dave. Uh-huh. King George coming on the show today. Check it out, our website. Goddamn, we're laughing at that Photoshop stuff.
There's an area of comedy now that has been on the internet for a long time, but as far as this show is concerned, I really think it's a significant new comedy development because I was, even though a lot of it was at my expense, I was laughing my ass off last night.
The ones that just made us laugh the most.
The photoshopping is just, everybody's doing such an incredible job with it.
There's
so
one,
hysterical.
There's one that has my head on a black man's body in a shower.
Right.
He's pleasuring himself with other men. And it's raining men.
Yes.
And the receptacle is in bathroom
it
setting.
Sure looks like it to me.
Made me fall out, I swear to God. You can ask Mike. We're sitting right here looking at it. I was like, God damn, that is funny. And then there's another
compliment.
Extremely gay one about me. That this guy with a... I wish mine was that big.
I believe that in that particular one, it looks to me as though both the thing and your face have been photoshopped.
Okay.
Because that guy can't, if that's a real human being,
and then
that's terrifying.
Then there's one of like one of those super fat 600-pound chick greeting cards where the chick is naked on the front of the card. And they superimpose Mike's face in there.
With the blonde hair.
Photoshopped it.
Oh, my God. I mean, I was doing it last night. They've got Rob on Hitler's body.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, there's so much. Keep them coming. I'm laughing my ass
off. That one we saw before the show today, the TV show?
Oh, the Friends.
Friends.
Yeah,
and we're all, and John Norman is somebody who is being photoshopped a lot now. Uh-huh. But the Friends, we were all our heads. And you and I think were maybe Phoebe and Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, how queer is it that when I looked at that before the show today with John and Rob, John said, this is a really good one. I said, oh, let me see it. I looked at it, I was like, oh, I'm not Aniston.
You're hurt by
were
that.
You Phoebe, do you think? Oh, I know I was.
Oh, you were Phoebe and I was Jennifer Aniston.
Yes. And Rob, wow. You're a really good swimmer.
Yeah, good job. Yeah, swimmer.
Good swimmer. Oh, and also on our website.
Yes.
Hold on a second. Let's see if we can please try to keep it from our own eating their own. Some guy named Trip Hammer writes, he actually tries to get across the thought that I was getting across yesterday about how our website's going to be a friendly place for fans mm-hmm. of the show,
right.
Not people that want to bust balls. So the guy writes this. Based upon the overall intelligence of the posters here so far, my guess is that many of you don't get the point of what Don was saying on the show about this message board. I figure it is best to translate. This is a show-sponsored forum. Show a little civility. This isn't a place to be a dick and post about how much these guys sucks. If it sucks, it sucks. It isn't suddenly your responsibility to tell them how much it sucks. These guys get paid to provide entertainment to you. Then why are you here? Shouldn't you be off performing somewhere? The vision appears to be a clean-shaven place where good-natured fans can hang out and talk. Before you post something, think to yourself, what would be the reaction if you were to speak the same words over the phone on the show? Or do you have the balls? Behave yourself, exercise discretion, and don't be a dope.
I have nothing wrong with that at all.
Advice. I had pretty well written it, and much better written than I said it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So then,
necessary, apparently.
Here's the first response. Wow. Thanks for clearing that up, Mr. Helper.
Was not well received.
Next response. Although I agree, who are you? And why should we listen to you?
Fair enough.
Next person. Yes, those were my thoughts as well. Who are you and why should we listen to you? Someone whose first post is to chew out other forum members isn't the brightest bulb in the bunch.
Oh, dear. There
it's the anonymity.
If it's in their mind, it's out there.
Then the next person writes, they quote, these guys get paid to provide entertainment. Do you? And someone writes, no, just because. And shouldn't you be off performing somewhere? Give me 5 minutes. The lines are busy. Next person writes back, thank you, Thighmaster. Make the world a better place. Punch Robert the Mailman in the face.
Wow.
So let's see if we can... Keep it civil. Let's not have
please,
our own
people.
Eating our own.
Come
please.
On now. No need to fight.
Okay.
Leave the fighting to us.
Funny.
Thank you. Great. What's wrong with people?
It's a good sight. It's a good sight. You know, someone wants to be a dick. We'll go ahead. But there, I think just trying to articulate what I was trying to articulate yesterday.
Yeah. Keep it fun.
It's a good sight. Good fun sight. And the Photoshop is just freaking fantastic.
Hilarious. Please keep the Photoshops coming. I'll look at them every night.
And, John told me that somebody who has to beg for donations to his website feeling a little heat about this.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was looking in the other room before the show today. You would think that he discovered that picture of you at the hockey game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then it's Pylon City.
Oh, okay.
Pylon City.
Yeah, of course. Well, it's been done. It's late to the party.
Yeah.
Not an original idea.
You see, it's really not... Dave, it's really not a big deal if you lift a picture from our website and put it on your website and then have a bunch of people commenting about how Mike looks. That, you know, what's the point of that?
I think we've been there, you know, and I think we had a lot of fun with it. I think that's the whole idea. It's funnier on DonandMikeWebsite.com.
It is funnier.
It is.
Especially the one where they put my face on the fat chick's body.
I mean, how can you... anybody that ever... For people, if you know people like this that don't laugh at themselves, seriously, I want somebody to make a case how I am not supposed to laugh at that. But it's impossible. Can't. It is too funny not to laugh at.
There was one other one. I know you said you'd seen it of me before, where they put me on Kevin James' body.
Right.
And that could be a winner. Mm-hmm. I mean, that could be, I really could have been the star of King of Queens.
They're all good.
And I saw one with you where it said Pumpkinhead.
Yeah.
And it was the shot of you at the hockey game. Except it was just a pumpkin on top of your head.
And then the listener that called in the other day and saying, Carla's sitting next to me, we make the perfect number 10.
Number 10.
I enjoy it. I really do. And it is motivating me to get exercising again. Oh, so there you go. You take a positive out of that.
Don't sweat that. The only person sweating this is the guy that's got to beg for donations for his site.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the only guy that's really got a problem
with it. Hey, you know, we're having our own little fun with it now. We're having fun with our internet site, with our website. That's what we're doing.
Internet.
Internet. I didn't sound like an old man, didn't I?
Internet,
we're having fun with our internet site.
Our internet site.
Who needs to call it a webpage? Nonsense. Anybody can have fun with an internet site.
It's our internet site.
On the World Wide Web.
Internet.
So, once again, hi, Dave. It's us, the Eagle. Not hunting flies today.
No, can't see you. You're too small.
Let you know, though, good luck with your $5 donations to keep your site going.
Right. Living in your mom's house.
Keep writing bad stuff about us to get our attention. Mm-hmm. And now everybody go on that site and write, oh, you got their goat. They're talking about you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Make it happen, Dave.
So significant to me that I didn't even know it. But I will now.
Oh, well, like I mentioned, saw it before the show. It's actually, it is in its own way pathetic.
Yeah.
Like, I used to think that he was in love with me, but I think it's really more us.
Oh,
it's not me.
We share that.
Yeah.
We do.
I selfishly thought.
Because with everything that in my life, you know, he's loved to take.
I selfishly thought he was just hopelessly devoted to me. But as it turns out, he's as crazy about
you. He loves you more than he loves me.
I think he might want to make love to me more
yes,
than you.
Yes, he wants to make love to
but
me more
But I believe
than
he
me.
Loves you as much as he loves me.
In that hateful way, he loves me. But he really loves you, you know.
He's...
All of his venom towards you is a desperate cry for your attention.
Right.
His venom towards me is the other woman. That's what he doesn't like about me.
And all I got to say about this guy is, I don't know what it says about the state of radio, that the only show that ever gets written about on this guy's site is our show.
Mm-hmm.
It's our show.
Astonishing, really.
And that's a site that's moderated by him.
It speaks also to the radio that's in this town.
Nothing.
I mean, it really. I mean, I'm not trying to sound egotistical.
Oh, no, you're right, Mike. We're great.
I mean, it does speak. No, it's just
really.
You know,
what else are you going to write about? What are you going to write about?
Nothing else.
I guess so. I guess I see your point.
Yeah. And he is obsessed. I mean, he could, if he wanted to pay more attention to some other broadcasters, he could put a lot more in there. But he seems to the minutia. Of our show,
mm-hmm.
he occupies his time with.
Every
and that's what that's what's surprising to me. Was surprising to me. It's not surprising to me now that I know the whole weird shrine type of thing he's got going. It's very strange. He so wants in. You know, and that might be it, too. I think he so desperately wants to have an entree into your world, wants you to contact him, wants you to be in touch with him. And when he doesn't get that, he cannot stand it. He's never gotten any contact from me, nor would he.
So, anyway, it's kind of tough when you're running an internet site about radio and there's another site about radio that I guess is, at least at the moment, kind of trumping you.
More fun. Yeah. I'd love to see I really think that we've got our own website. I don't think we're direct competition, but you would think we are. That now that
don't we have that thing on our website that shows where all the web hits are coming from? Can't you do that on virtually any site at all to find out how many hits a site is getting?
Mm-hmm.
Right, John, isn't that something you can do?
I would assume so. Yeah.
Why don't we put our web guy on that? That's good.
Yeah.
Just do a little comparison.
That'd be delightful.
Okay.
We could do that every day.
We can find out.
See if we can.
Let's see who's helping out who the most.
Well, I tell you, we got the best Photoshop, and we always will.
Uh-huh.
Our Photoshop's rock.
I would love to have a Dave Hughes Photoshop.
Oh, fantastic.
If anybody, that's a contest we could have on our website. If anybody has a picture of that guy.
Yeah, you know what? There's a guy that doesn't need to be Photoshopped.
Or
see that guy?
No, I've never seen him.
He's had his picture on it. I think it's him. He's real cryptic, though.
Is it the Charles Manson looking guy?
Yeah, I believe he's got like a big ZZ Top here. I think.
I think it's only fair. Listen, we do a radio show and the guy does a website about radio, and all he wants to do is stick it to us. We go months and months. We've been off the air. We were off the air for 7 weeks. We've been back for 2 months now. I think I've mentioned them in passing.
Barely.
A couple of times.
This is the first time.
Certainly have not obsessed on it.
Right.
But he consistently just wants our attention, so I say, let's give it to him and let's start a contest, the Dave Hughes Photoshop contest.
I love that idea.
Because he loves the picture of you.
Yeah, he loves that.
On his website.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
More fun and more thrills.
Good. Yeah, let's get that going. How do we find a picture of that guy?
We'll find one. Somebody will send one to us.
Do you Google a picture of that of him?
Images, maybe. Yeah. Click on images. On Imogene.
Because you could probably do some real nice throw model from the train ones.
Absolutely.
Or maybe some...
of the ones like they were doing with you today, too.
Oh,
those would be wonderful.
Well, I'd like to keep those. To myself.
Those would be delightful, Bruce.
Listen, it's okay to make those with Robin. I don't make those with him and I.
No, you don't want any part.
I only want to be in the shower with a bunch of black guys and Rob.
You don't want any part of that.
Okay. And Robinson and I look like a little man in that picture.
He did.
You know the Wayans Brothers movie?
Yes, he had his little face down there, down there of where we do not speak.
All right, let's go to the thing. Hold on. There we go.
I only turned up a comedian. I haven't found the website guy.
Boy, oh boy. Yeah, he's just a dick. This guy is just a D-I-C-K. There's all this stuff. Mike O'Mara's girlfriend. Mike O'Mara's girlfriend. Mike O'Mara's girlfriend. Mike O'Mara's girlfriend. Fox News alert. Mike O'Mara's girlfriend. Mike O'Mara's girlfriend. Mike O'Mara's girlfriend. Mike O'Mara's girlfriend. And here's where he's a great guy. Holy ass, big Mike O'Mara's girlfriend is pretty hot. I look forward to the legal battle that deleted for being an extremely tasteless remark.
Wow. So he edited himself,
he's
huh?
All over you. God damn, another one about you? Well, you know, come on. I'm so jealous. I'm really so jealous. Oh, there we go. Oh, they are fast. You can hear it in Don's voice today, his retrospective to George Michael. Acerbic George is widely loved. Acerbic Don isn't.
Oh,
why is that? You haven't earned it, baby, after three decades in media. You can make people laugh at, not with you, but you can't make them like you. You're as clueless a human as you were all those years ago. Ponderous, man. Ponderous.
Is that from Dave?
No, that's just some guy. But obviously that's gone up in the last hour, right?
Yep, yep. They're obsessed.
Since you and I just
hey, but you're breaking a rule here.
Yeah, all right,
you are breaking a rule. Okay. What are you doing?
Sorry about
that. Don't get sucked in.
Sorry. Let's just keep the Photoshop going with that guy.
Right.
That's it. Photoshop. Thank you. End of discussion.
Good stuff.
Now, Mike with Super Dave.
Yes.
We have time for one more segment for King George.
Yeah, I think we can do one. All right. Quick.
Let's hear Mike and Super Dave.
She serves them with skin wine.
I said, are you brandy? That's not the theme song. That's the theme song. When we last left Mike and Super Dave,
we hadn't even made it to the store yet.
Right.
Wow. Well, that's the magic of Photoshop. Sorry about
right.
that. Okay, so you're at Target now?
Yeah, I want to get it in that we get it close. We could skip. You don't have to play everything. Because just to summarize right here, we didn't have a very good experience in the Target because they just didn't have his size.
His size of what? Of underpants?
You'll hear.
Okay.
You want to put that window up, Mike?
We had all the windows down. I can't imagine why. You're not answering, Rob. I didn't know the microphone was on.
All right.
We're in the parking lot. The garage? Yeah.
It's been a couple weeks since I sat in a back seat.
Okay, we just had a very special moment here. We had the golden opportunity of seeing Rob and Super Dave both try to get out of my car. I'm a little tight parking space, wouldn't you say, Super Dave?
Yes, I would.
Okay, we're outside, and let's go have some fun.
Right, and I think Marvin has something to say. Oh.
What the hell is he talking about?
Oh, Marvin the Martian. He wants to do a character voice.
Okay, Super Dave's very excited, and he's much more chatty than he normally is in our studio. Let's hear Marvin the Martian, shall we, before we get in there, because if you do it inside, we might get thrown out.
Yeah. why does Super Dave smell like dirty diapers?
See, Dave, that's not really that funny, because really you should work on that, okay?
Yeah.
Yes, okay, we're going to go in now.
We'll need a cart.
Do you want to grab a cart here?
There's one up here.
All right.
Well, maybe Dave can push it.
All right, I got that. He is very chatty today.
Yeah,
very, very chatty.
You know what he's doing? He's helping you out.
He's helping me out. And, you know, nothing I like better than lots of help, Rob. tremendous amounts of help. But here we go. This I estimate this entire shopping spree, if we plan it and execute it correctly, should last 8 minutes.
Dave, get a cart behind you. Get a cart.
We'll do that echo.
Get the cart, Dave. Dave is now getting his shopping cart with Tarjay. Dave, no phone calls during this time. Are you texting somebody?
No, just getting my reminder that I put in for the show to remind me to be here.
Well, why are you looking at it now?
Because the buzzer just went off, because I wasn't sure that I'd be here earlier, and I scheduled it for 2:30.
Okay, okay, great. I've got a low-grade headache. All right, come on, Dave. Come along.
Let's just say this is great. You've not even gone into the store yet.
Yeah, no.
And I can tell, you know, when you didn't know the microphone was on when you were getting out of the car, I heard the tone. I was like, right, let's go. Let's go.
Well, watching those two guys get, it was three fat guys getting out. Fat guy and a little car.
You're a good man, Charlie Brown, for doing this.
It was a little more, I think, as I said to Rob, it might have been just a little more labor than I anticipated. Yeah. All right, this is the Rockville Tarjay. Very, very exciting. It's got the left-hand entrance, which always confuses me, but most of these people seem to be accustomed to the left-hand entrance, if you know what I mean. All right. Now we're entering this beautiful facility, and, you know, as I've said, Rob, most of my life, what a fabulous retail opportunity this is.
Beautiful. Smells much nicer than the car.
Yes, and the car, which I believe will never smell nice. Dave is trailing us here. All right, Dave, we're going to go to the men's department.
All right.
Now, Dave, I'm going to ask you right now your vital statistics as far as size, waist size, roughly.
48 to 50, depending on the cut.
Depending on the cut. Depending on the cut. Uh-huh. That was our problem, as it turned out.
I would have lost that bet all day, every day. Because you said they didn't have his size. I'm thinking,
yeah.
I've looked at the guy.
Yeah. He seems like kind of a little round guy.
Stocky.
Right. He's big. He's got a big tum-tum. He's big. Well, now, we might... are we already in the men's department?
Hold on. That was your honest reaction.
That was my honest reaction. When he I was taken aback, as one might imagine.
That was just a little surprise.
Is this the... No, this is the women's department. This is the women's department.
Can we buy 224s?
Sew them together. So, 48 to 50?
Right.
Rob, I'm curious. Do you think we're going to be able to find clothing for Dave in here?
Are you implying that we're on a fool's errand?
I'm not sure. I just want to know whether we'll be able to find 48 to 50
sizes. It really took the wind out of my sails because I suddenly realized, I've seriously, up until this point, I'm like, we're at the right store. We'll be able to get him anything. We'll get pants. And suddenly I realized, I mean, I've been to Tarjay enough to know, I just don't think they're going to have the stuff for him.
They don't go that big?
Yeah. Pants.
The password is elastic.
All right, we're going to look for elastic, okay, Dave?
All right.
And we're going to have you try stuff on. We're going to pick stuff out, all right?
All right.
All right, very good. I'm very excited about this. All right, where the hell is the men's department?
I think I solved our problem.
What's that?
There's the maternity department.
That might be the secret. All right, we've got a little walking to do. We're going to check back in as soon as we get to the men's department.
Well, I like it thus far, Mike.
Yeah.
It's got lots of elements that you need in a good serial.
It's the adventure has just begun.
Cool. S-E-R-I-A-L.
The adventure has truly just begun. We're on quite a journey today. But I'm not gonna tell you what the ending is.
Smells like poo.
I'm not gonna say whether it's a good ending or a bad ending.
Oh.
Okay.
Couldn't find his size underpants in Target.
Yeah.
Had to go to another store. And he's upstairs for his reveal.
He is upstairs for his reveal. We're going to have a reveal. Reveal on the Don and Mike show.
But we got a break first, and we're gonna stop this for a moment.
Okay.
Talk to King George.
Excellent.
We talked about George. We want to get him before he goes on TV tonight. Then we'll come right back with Mike's day of shopping with Super Dave.
Yes, yes. I used a little nasal spray during the break there, and I'm feeling a lot better now. I think really I cleared it all out.
Good.
But I'll have to get back in that car tonight.
I was just going to...
Hallelujah. You know what? Thank God we didn't do this during the summer.
You know, Dave asked me to tell you guys that he cleaned himself up when he got back, and I peeked in the bathroom, and the Clorox wipes had been left open.
Oh.
So.
Do you think he used them on his, like, his gens?
I have no his gens.
That could burn.
His boys?
There's only genitals.
There's only one problem with the day of shopping.
Huh?
The store that we eventually found all his pants and everything else does not sell underwear.
They don't.
So
did you you hooked him up, but not with underpants?
And believe me, we perceived on our way.